10th canto, 16th chapter, especially the prayer of Kalyas wife, Agapatni. Whenever they remark causeless blessings over their husbands, they know everything, they know. He a devotee, although he is not, you can say theoretically, he is not a learned person. According to public or according to Sanskrit or some Shastras, according to expertness, he may not be a learned person. But by the blessings from Krishna, when Krishna, he wants to share knowledge, he wants to give knowledge to someone, only by his determination power. Not that you have to read some Shastra like Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj, he never went to any school. He have no educational background. Even for uttering mantra, you have to learn Om, Namo. You have to go to school. Teacher is required. But he was playing. He was a small child. Mercy is so powerful. When Krishna wants to serve mercy to someone, wants to give you knowledge, if you want, only by determination power, willing power. Yeah, by his willing power. He wants, okay, let this devotee, let this person should be learned. This is called determination in his mind. How Brahma achieve all these knowledges? To create a whole world, how he achieves? When Brahma just pray, Krishna is just determined. Okay, let Brahma should know the tricks or the principles how to create this material world. Immediately, all knowledge appear. Yeah, that therefore Gurudev is saying this is a descending process. Knowledge acquired by our senses, it may be mixed with, even we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, we are discussing everything. Through senses, maybe some contamination may come. When in mood of good sattvic, we are in sattvic stage. We are accepting knowledge. When we are in mood of rajasic passion, knowledge mixed with passionate. Yes. But this actually, this bhakti yoga is beyond sattvic. Yes. This is sudha sattva. Sattvam visuddham vasudeva sabditam. This stage is called vasudeva stage. Vasudeva stage beyond three mood of material nature. This stage where a devotee really test spiritual life. He have a personal contact with Krishna at that time. He can feel Krishna's presence. Everywhere, this is Vasudeva stage. Sabda visuddha, suddha visuddham vasudeva sabditam. This verse is in Srimad Bhagavatam. Nisan Dakya Jagya, like morning we are discussing. Yes. Dakya was there. You can say, saintly persons are there, Muni Rishis are there. And Shivji came. Brahmaji came. When Brahmaji came, everyone pay obeisances. Because he is the father. But when Shivji came, Dakya was sitting at that time on the throne. And Shivji not paying obeisances to anyone. Just came. And then Dakya started to think, why not paying obeisances to me? Then he criticized everything, you know this matter, how he criticized everything. I commit such a great mistake, I hand over my daughter to such an inauspicious person. Yes, he's a Shiva. Who is saying he's Shiva? Who is saying he's auspicious? His activity is just like a ghost, his friends are ghosts. Yeah, crematory place, he's sleeping in crematory place. Yes, wearing deer skin, sometimes naked. I just commit such a great mistake just by following my father. Brahma said, just hand over your daughter to Shivji. That means Brahma is also full. Yeah, when this passionate mood comes, you can control yourself. You think I am the most learned person, everyone is a fool. Yeah, this is nature's influence. Yes. It's cover the consciousness of soul, your intelligence, everything. And he said, yeah, Vishwanatha Chakravarti in his commentary mentioned indirectly, Brahma is also full, Bhagaji. Now I am suffering. Now, due to Brahma, Brahma said you had to wear your daughter to Shivji. Yes, Shivji, such a. No one is like Shivji actually. Vaishnava anam yathasam. Oh, If you want to become a Vaishnav, you have to tolerate like a tree. Huh? Tolerate like a tree. But our Gurudev used to say, no, tolerate like a stone. You have to tolerate like a stone. You know, over the stone, many people, destroying many things. Cleaning their feet, cleaning stools, cleaning cloths. Rain is happening, scorching heat is happening. He's just sweating. And he's just sweating when that time will come, some saintly person will come and sit over me and meditate and do. I meditate upon Supreme Personality of Godhead, then my life will be success. Yes, tolerance. You don't know how Gurudev told. We know. I have some little experience, although at that time young, 92, 96, 4 years. I got enough information from all my God brothers, how Gurudev was tolerating. Yes. Disciples. Problem from disciples, problem from God brothers, problem from societies. Yes, this is world. This is material world. This is common. For us, this is a big thing. For a saintly person, this is a common thing. And always Gurudev is saying one thing. This is up to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu knows. Yeah, many times, it's past night time, past to see the condition of disciples. I am personal witness, just tolerating. And next day, again, Bhagavad Katha, I will come. What to do? Can't do anything. Only one way, you have to tolerate. Yes. This is life. If you don't tolerate, you just go anywhere, you have to tolerate. You go anywhere, you have to tolerate. If you can't tolerate, then you cannot lead your life. Like, you know, this way, when Prabhupada was in America, this young guys, they became hippie. They can't tolerate. Governments, how can I say? Rules, fathers, they don't want to stay under the father, they become hippies. But even after you become hippie, independent, then you have to tolerate. You have no home, no house, no shelter, no food, no work, you have to tolerate. When you want to enjoy even, just okay, enjoy, I want to individually, I don't want to become devotee, I will become karmi. You have to tolerate. There is no other way. Either you karmi, yogi, jnani, bhakta. Bas. And Shiv just started to laugh. When he was chastising, who? Dakhya, in front of everyone. Shivji's position is exclusively position. Like Narad, Shivji, devotee's position. You know? You can say exceptional position. Shivji, especially Shivji. Shivji's devotees are worshipping Shivji. Demons are worshipping Shivji. Demigods are worshipping Shivji. Humans are worshipping Shivji. His position is such a high position. He has mercy towards demons, he has mercy towards humans, he has mercy towards demigods. Yes. Very elevated person. He just started to laugh when Dakhya was criticizing in front of everyone. He started to laugh. Only by smiling, he digest all this, how can I say, the surfing words coming from the mouth like a sarpero. And everyone became astonished. At that time, everyone waiting. They want to see the reaction from Shivji. But this was Shivji's reaction, is smiling. You can find someone in this world? I will chastise you. You will smile? You just smile. And yeah, privately you can chastise someone. This is different, he can tolerate. But from everyone, you have some position, such as a great assembly, just smile. And everyone astonished. What is Shivji? He is Shivji? Yes, he is Shivji. Suspicious. And left. Just left that place. Left that place. Oh, what time I was. I just came from which point? Yeah, we have to tolerate. Then, SMG can. Just tolerate. Just tolerate. The more you tolerate, the more you go up. And by tolerating, you can learn so many things. You can learn so many things. Yes. No, I was then, when Sati came to know, my father already calls you like that. This is such a big, how can I say, big disturbances happen within the assemblies. Before she wants to go to father's house, she wants to discuss this matter. She never discussed these things. Why my father calls? Why you not you pay obeisance? Now she's asking, why not you pay obeisance? Why not give obeisance to my father? Yes, his father. There he said, Suddham Visuddham, Sattam Visuddham Vasudeva Saptitam. Sati, I am always in Vasudeva's Tara. I was always in Vasudeva's place. Paying obeisance says, Manasa Vithiyate. We are not in Vasudeva's Tara. We are in within three modes of material nature. Therefore, when we saw some devotees, we are paying obeisances. When we saw some karmic people, we are paying obeisances. No? No? But what Sivaji said, I am paying always obeisances in my mind to everyone. I am paying obeisance to everyone in my mind. This is Vasudeva's test. This is Vasudeva's test. When I am paying obeisance to everyone, I am not paying obeisance to Dakya. I am paying obeisance to Vishnu always, always to Krishna. By paying obeisance to Krishna, I am also paying obeisance to Dakya. But Dakya thing, why not you paying obeisance to my body? But when I am paying obeisance, always, continuously I am paying obeisance to Vishnu and he is residing in everyone's body. This is Vasudeva's stage. Yeah. When you achieve this stage, yes, then we are discussing that on that one. Knowledge will descend. This is a descending process. Knowledge will appear. Spiritual things, let's come to your ideas. Now we are, I'm going to say, we are searching, sometimes we are thinking, maybe this thing happened, maybe these things. It is not clear. You understand? Like something is there, but light is, we don't have sufficient light. Then, you can see from far distance, but you cannot see the feature. Like someone is standing there, in darkness you can see someone is standing there, but you can't see his eye. Only assuming, this what is? Only you can assuming. Oh, he is a person, he is an animal. But you cannot see his eye. No light. Our spiritual life is like that. Within three months, yeah, spiritual Krishna is there, spiritual life is like that. Everything is there, but nothing is clear. How? How everything is manifesting, how Holy Name will give you prem, everything. Descending process. Yeah, when you achieve this stage, Vasudeva Sabdita. How can you achieve this test? How can you cross over the mode of material nature? Krishna is saying, Mangto Jabya Vicharine Bhakti Jogena Sevate Sagunan Samatitan Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. You can go beyond this mode of material nature when Abhya Vichari. How can I say Abhya Vichari means not interpretation? No, not again, continuously, uninterrupted. You can stop it. Okay, he was boy, he was a small, oh man, you can, okay, later I'll do work from bhakti, now I'm married. In old age, I'm young now, I have to earn money. No. Ahituki, apratihata, this word is there. Yatma, suprasiddhati. So, time, place, circumstances, okay, I'm now in India, scorching heat is there. I can chant. No, that you have to chant. Okay, if I am now in West, if I will go to West, I can say, no, here heavy heat, heavy cold, I cannot chant. No, every time, uninterrupted. And not only, I'm just giving a small example, every stage of your life you have to do bhakti. Every stage of your life. You can achieve success. Any stage, you start bhakti yoga, you can achieve success. You don't think now I'm old, I cannot do anything, and I cannot do any seva. How can I achieve Krishna prem? Huh? I am unable to do, I am weak, I am. What about Ajamil? What about Ajamil? He is going to die. That moment he achieved perfection. From mother's womb, this commentary is in Vishwanatha Thakur's commentary. He wants to show that Abhyavahita, Apratyata. Yes. Every stage someone can achieve perfection. It depends on his seriousness and his dedication. His mood. In mother's womb, even you can work from bhakti. Prahlad. Example, Prahlad. Mother's womb. He was hearing Bhagavatam. Mother's womb. Any stress. It depends on our hankering. And this is actually very suitable. Bhakti yoga is not sentiment. not sentiment and it's not a, such a big philosophy. You understand? Philosophy is there, but vast philosophy. Why such vast philosophy? Because you know people have different anarthas, different stages, gyanis, yogis, karmis are there. They may create doubt towards bhakti yogas. Therefore, philosophy is vast. And scrutinizedly, you can say, and systematically, acharyas just explaining everything. This is the anartha, how to contract this. This is anartha, how to contract this. This is the anartha, how to contract this. You know, when you are driving in India, even you are driving in West, you can see many things. But speed should be 60. Turn to right, turn to left, don't blow horn. You see in India, this is here, this is that. But for a nice driver, who is an expert driver, he don't want to see anything. You understand? He knows the principle. I am driving in local road. I am driving in highway. He knows. He don't want to see anything. He is very expert. He knows. He just hold the steering, catch up the steering, sitting. But if someone is not an expert, what do you have to do? You have to follow always. He don't know the road. He don't know the everything's. How much speed I have to drive? 60 here, 60. Okay, 60. Where I have to go? Left. Okay, left. Here, oh, I have to blow horn. Blow horn. He's a new one. But if you become an expert, first at highway. Simple things. Very simple. And especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came for that purpose. You cannot do anything. If you are unable to do anything, just chant Hare Krishna. If you are unable to do everything, okay, I'm just giving the essence one. If you put on philanthropic bath, you can achieve everything. Holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Yes. Prabhupada says, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. You see how you are saying, chant Hare Krishna and you can solve all your problems. Yes. You know, sometimes Prabhupada is saying, this is nonsense idea. When someone is saying something, this is nonsense idea. You cannot solve any problems. Not your government, not your president. Sometimes you are chastising, Nixon? Huh? Yeah. This Nixon was like that, Napoleon is like that. How is certainly person, 70-year-old person, he can challenge such a philosopher, scientist, presidents? Wow, you get such confidence. Such a suitable, sublime, and you can say, benefited path. Surely, blindly you can get benefit. Blindly. Don't open your eye. If you will open your eye, that might outcome. Better just close your eye. And run in this path. Benefit is your 100% benefit, no loss. Usually I am saying, this is such a business. Business means there is loss. 20%, 10%. Some loss. Sometimes loss, like now. Corona, which is loss, but this bhakti yoga is such a business, no loss. Always profit. Always profit. No loss. No question of loss. Pratyavayana vidyate, sopam apishas dharamasya, trayate mahatamaya. This is not sentiment. This is Krishna statement. Little advancement or little effort in bhakti yoga will give you complete success. And save your life. Oh Krishna, this is Krishna's. This is Krishna's. Now we are discussing from which point I come here. From mother's womb. Even you are in mother's womb, you can birth from bhakti, prala. Therefore, it is our advice for the grihasthas. Prabhupada always saying, you have to come to temple, pay obeisances, even when you are pregnant. Pay obeisances. Then when you are paying obeisances, your child is paying obeisances. When you are circulating, child is circulating. Yes. When you are taking charanamrita, yes, one small guy, usually before I was always going to Balaswar, nearby, more than 5-6 Bhagavad Kathas every year. One small guy, one young Mataji, she was not married, not young, like going to old now, 45, and she brought one son, his brother's son, one small boy, his brother's son, and she informed me, Maharaj, you know, from the beginning, from his birth, he's not taking onion, he's not eating onion, garlic, fish, meat, anything. And bad order is coming. If he forcefully mother and father is giving something, just vomiting. Yogi, looks like yogis. And she said, because she's addicted to some Mayavadi spiritual organization, She said, you know why? You know why? When my brother's wife, she was going to pregnant, like from first month, I'm always forcing her, you have to read Bhagavad Gita. And I was reading and she is also reading. Every day up to 10 months, that this child can. This child can. And is very talented, very, I can say, stable, and with respect to others, and don't want to eat anything. Pure vegetarian. Even their father, mother are not devotees. In mother's womb, someone can also perform devotional. Someone can perform devotion. Okay, when someone child, yes. In child days. You know child days? Child days means birth playing. Not serious life. Child days means nothing serious. Nothing serious. Sometimes they are beating to, this is not in the West, but this is in India. With a stick they are beating to other boys. Lord is coming. And they are just laughing and coming. Some serious thing is happening this day. Like, nothing, for them nothing is serious. But in that life also, you can achieve perfection. Example with Guru Maharaj. Any stage of your life. Don't be disappointed. Oh, no, I cannot do these things. I am married or I am not married. I am boy, I am old. I have no job. No, no. Any stage of your life, just be according, just develop seriousness according to your nature, according to your dedication. Krishna will purify you. Yes, in young age, when you are young, yes, youth, heavy passion at that time. That time you can do. It's possible. You can achieve perfection. Who is the proof? Young age? Who? I don't know. The young age. No, this is not Chitraketu. No. Different. This is forgetting. Mother Soma, Prahlad, boys, Dhruva, and in young age, and youth, who achieve perfection. No, not Bharat Maharaj. Maybe Bharat Maharaj is someone. Oh. I'm just output. I have to see. Young age. Prathu? No. Young age, he achieve perfection. Okay, I'm just forgetting. And in old age, Dhritarashtra, the example was dying stage. You can, in that stage, you can immediately start, you can complete. You understand my point? Mother's womb, perfection. Young age, perfection. Boy, childhood, perfection. Young age, oh, Chitraketu, no, Chitraketu in hell and heaven, Narka. Luck means he was in demon, but still. He was in heaven, he was performing bhakti. When he is in hell, hell means like in divine body, still is performing bhakti. Perfect. Young as Bharat Maharaj. Young as Bharat Maharaj. She just has a perfect son. And okay, another one. Old as Dhritarashtra. Yes, old as. And time, going to death time, Ajami. And hell and heaven, Chitraketu. Vishwanath Thakur's commentary in first canto, "Vahi tu gya pratiyata aja atma suprasiddhati." Such a sublime path. Yes, we are discussing, oh, I just come from there here to there. So this, when you achieve this Vasudev space, going beyond the mood of material nature, and going beyond the mood of material nature and connected with Krishna Bhakti, spiritual knowledge descent. It will descend. Otherwise, they are serpents. They are in woman's body. Wives of Kalyas. But they know all tattvas. How? By studying some shastras? No. And Krishna is saying some things. In Bhagavad Gita, Te same eva anukampartham aham ajnana jatamo nasayami atma bhavasto jnana dipena bhasvate. Arjuna challenging. Not challenging, Arjuna's question was like that. You want to clarify his doubt always. Yeah, this is Vishwanath Chakravarti's commentary. Krishna said, before words was, Tesam Satta Juktanam Bhajatam Pratipurpakam Dadami Buddhi Jukam Tam Jena Mamu Bhajantite. Only by performing bhajan with love and affection, someone gets pure intelligence. By this, and Krishna saying, I'll give him pure intelligence so that he can achieve perfection. he can achieve me, my own lotus feet, my abode. Then Arjuna raising this question. Okay, if someone doing your bhajan, but he is not a knowledgeous person, they have no Vedic knowledge, have no knowledge about Shastras, how can he achieve perfection without knowledge? Not possible. He said, no, my devotee is not a fool also. Who is preferring bhajan? I will give him knowledge. Tesam eva anukampartham. This is my mercy, merciful attitude, merciful dealings with my devotees. What is that? Aham agyana jatam. I am dispelling the ignorance of their hearts. How? How? He was not reading any Shastra. He had no power to kick out all these things. He said, no, because he is doing my bhajan, I will enlighten the candle of knowledge within his heart. Aham agyana jatam. Nasayami atma bhavastu. Not only I will candle, knowledge of light, rather atma bhavastu. Jnana divyena bhasvati. I will just bring to him to this atma bhav stage. He can know that I am soul, I am a duty, is to perform bhakti. He will achieve all knowledges. Only by mercy, by mercy, by mercy. Therefore, always we are praying, Jasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasad. Why we are praying, we don't know. Why we are praying, Jasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasad? You understand? We are reading Shastra, we are chanting 16 round, we are performing bhakti, but conclusion is one. Jasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasad. To understand this thing, we are performing all these things. Someone can say, okay, by Guru's mercy, I can achieve perfection. Then where is it? Why it is needed to work like asses day and night? And to read Shastra, 2 hours you have to sit. In Bhagavatam class, 2 hours here, here, Mahaprasadam, this one, that one. If Guru, by Guru's mercy, I will achieve perfection, the Sipshad Bhagavat Prasada, then why I will perform all the other things? No, only to understand this thing is not easy. Only to understand this point we are performing other things. You understand? Means other our spiritual activities, it's lead towards one point. Just to realize, without Guru and Krishna's mercy, no possible to advance in spiritual life or to achieve prem. Jasya prasadena gati kutu, na gati kutu. Where is your destination? What does it mean? Like, looks like Vishwanath Chakravarti wants to give you a challenge. What is your destination without mercy? Therefore, 3 times we are meditating on Guru. Dhyayastu vandasya yasatri sandhya. Bandhi Guru Sri Charanar. Just to understand one point, whole spiritual life. Essence of whole spiritual life, to understand one thing. Krishna's mercy make impossible to possible. Guru's mercy. Krishna's mercy. Just to understand. When you understand these things, must finish. Your spiritual duty, your spiritual life is finished now. You are not in perfectional stage. Perfect stage. Perfectional stage. Yes. To understand. Hey Krishna, I have many ideas, I have everything, but I know without your mercy, everything is useless. You are realizing? Few souls. Few fortunate souls. After whole life serving, dedicating everything to Guru and Krishna, the conclusion is this. And this is their prayer to Mahaprabhu. This is our prayer to Mahaprabhu. Nitaya Karuna Have Braja Radha Krishna Bhave. Their eternal residence of Brajavasi. Their eternal residence of Brajas. But they are saying, without Nitaya Nanda Prabhu's mercy, nothing will happen. Without Guru's mercy, nothing will happen. Without Mahaprabhu's mercy, the only mercy. You know? Yes. Like, you know, Karmis, they want always test. Like, those are addicted to liquor. Huh? Yes. They want test. Their tongue is always, how can you say, culling liquor. Test. Karmis, they're addicted to some test. Wherever they may be, they go to West or they go to anywhere, the test is within their tongue. Yes, they can forget it. And spiritual life realization is that mercy. This is another test of your life. Mercy, 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 mercy. Yeah, it give test. Now you are addicted with that things. You understand? Yes. That time abilities, your expertness, your other things, it is in one side. You are doing everything. And at that time, what is your situation? Before you are saying, I am doing everything. Now you will say, Guru's mercy, Guru's mercy, Guru's mercy. Yes. This is the difference. Now you are developing a test. Yes. You are developing a test. Oh, by Guru's mercy, by Prabhupada's mercy, at least I am chanting. What is Guru's position? That is Guru's position. That is Guru's vision. Whenever you see some soul, oh, my Gurudev. My Gurudev son. Yes. And everything. If someone is giving donation, to me, what I will think? Oh, I am preaching nicely, he likes me, therefore he is giving me donation. Eh? Why not he is giving to his son? Why? He is earning money, he is not giving to his son, but to his daughter. Okay, if not, he don't like his son and daughter, why not he is enjoying? Why he giving to me? I am not his father, mother, everything. How this inspiration is coming? Who is giving? Krishna's mercy, super soul is there. Yes, mercy. We are performing all sort of spiritual activities just to understand one thing. Yes, I am like less than demon, less than animal, less than all creatures. Only I can change my life or I will become a devotee by mercy. Guru's mercy, Vaishnavs. Hari, Guru, Vaishnavs. Mercy. Sadhu, Guru, Kripa, Vina. Maya se kariya jaya. Chadana na jaya, sadhu guru kripa bina, nahi ka upaya. You have no power to defeat Maya, be careful. However clever, learned, expert you may be, Maya is Krishna's energy. And when Krishna is saying about Maya, we are saying Maya in which way? When we are saying Maya, I cannot say. Not in happy mood, huh? Negative mood, Maya. Oh man, she's Maya. Man saying she's Maya. He's Maya. Man saying Maya. Maya in negative mood, like not affectionated mood, hatred mood, huh? Yes, hatred mood. Maya. But Krishna saying, Mama Maya. Maya belongs to me. And Prabhupada saying, no, be careful. She is other follower of Krishna. He is following order. She is following Krishna's order. You cannot blame Maya. Doing a thankless job. Mama Maya. And we have no power. We have no power. This is Krishna's energy. This is Krishna's lower energy. If you get Krishna's higher energy, mercy. What is mercy? Krishna's eternal potency. This is Antaranga. Eternal potency energy. Now when you get higher energies, then by this power, this lower energy, still go up. Maya se kariya jaya chada na jaya. Sadhu guru kripa vina nahi ko upay. Central person's mercy and guru's mercy. There is nahi ko upay, there is no other way. No other way. Conclusion, you see. No other way than mercy. Because this mercy means eternal potency, Radharani's, Ladini Sakti's potency. It's higher potency is now with you. What Maya can do? Why your mind will be go here and there? Why will you read for sense gratification? No, higher energy is there. And this energy is nature to pull you back towards Krishna consciousness. You understand? Yeah, mercy. Always, person. Like magnet. When magnet is there, iron, a small piece of iron, you have no independent. If you magnet, you turn magnet to north, iron piece will go to north. Yes. You have to give proof. You understand? Now we are under our control. Although we are performing bhakti, we are under our control. Is it fact or not? We like. I like. I don't like. Mind is working. Mind is working. But when you achieve mercy that time, mind is working. No material mind does not work. Now this mind, I can say, is working under influence, under energy of eternal potency. What is proof? You have to give proof. This, you can say this sentiment. No, this is not sentiment. I can prove. Who is saying these things? Prahlad. Prahlad. When the teachers, Sandra and Amarka, asking this question, Prahlad, we never taught you. We never taught how to chant Vishnu's name or meditate like that, cry. We never. Neither outside people, outside some saintly persons like Nara, they are coming to your father's place. Why your mind is always with Krishna? Why you are thinking, or you know, what was Prahlad's condition? You know? Oh, today I want to start it, but I don't know where I am going. You know Prahlad's condition? No. Oh, one day I have to read this commentary. You'll become crazy. You are 7 years old. Sometimes just climbing, embracing the wall, the pillars, and crying. Oh, here is Krishna, here is Krishna. Yes, sometimes rolling down, and sometimes laughing. Kuchit, vilajjati, rodati kuchit. Sometimes crying piteously. Father and mother, they don't understand why this is happening. And especially when Hiranyakasipu asked parents to two teachers. He is so affectionate to Prahlad. Special two teachers. And they are son of Shukracharya, Sandra and Amarka. Very learned. Shukracharya is very learned. All the demons. Guru, very learned. Shukraniti, very expert. And Krishna always is giving example about Shukra's moral instructions. Yes, and Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying also, Kavinam usana kavi, among the learned person, I am Shukracharya. Now Hiranyakasipu arranging his sons, two sons, for Prahlad. So Prahlad became an expert learned person so that he knows the art of all principles to become a king so that he can rule nicely. But Prahlad just not hearing anything, just closing. It's 2 years just sitting in the class. He don't like this politics. Yes, the devotee don't like politics. He's my enemy, he's my friend, he's like that. You know, everyone is Krishna's. It's very high stress. Then after Hiranyakasipu want to test Prahlad, I am arranging everything. Teacher is there. You are reading. I want to test you. And when he just calling Prahlad and bringing Prahlad to his lap, he was crying. Just by touching Prahlad, he was crying. He don't know why he's crying. This affliction is coming. I don't know from other side, but from one side, I am always appreciating Hiranyakasipu. Oh, from this side, at least he have affection for a pure devotee. He was crying, he was smelling Prahlad's head, and tear is coming. And his, you know, the tears, just, looks like blood is coming, affection blood is coming. And waiting, his head, his dress, Prahlad, smelling. But he don't know why this affection is coming. This is the problem only. He's developing his affection as a son. But no, why such affection is coming? He's a pure devotee. That he don't know. He thinking he's son, but he's not a son. He's not your son now. He's Krishna's son now. He's a pure devotee. Therefore, by touching Prahlad, he's crying. Emotion is coming. My such affectionate son, but why he's not following me? And he asked, okay, Prahlad, yeah, you taught so many things, your teachers give so many lessons. Just pick the best one. And he sings some things. Father, it is better just go to forest. If someone within the material life always agitating his mind, always intense, better. Hitvatma patam gramanda gopambanam gatujat hari asre. Why you stay in this house? Deep dark well where only a people is suffering due to his material mind, material senses, sense gratifications. For them, better go to forest. Indirectly saying to father, just go to forest. Just fire. Hari asrat. And I have to go to forest for what purpose? Take shelter at lotus feet of Hari. Who trained you? He killed my brother. And these two teachers, they are giving training. Oh, I want to kill them. I want to kill them. Then they call, "Hey, you taught our son like that?" He said, no, sir. And we never everything. We are only teaching about the four principles of Agnati politics. Sama, Dana, Bheda, Danda. We never taught anything from Vedas. We are not expert from Vedas. How can we taught? Then, okay, now he's a small guy. Be careful. Don't allow any Vaishnavas to your path. And he's giving nice teachings about politics. He said, yes, we'll do like that. Then two brothers asking to Prahlad. You know where I am coming from? If you achieve mercy, Guru and Krishna's mercy, now your mind is under control, your mind, your senses, your active. Why are you accepting the pure devotees as it is? Like others may say, oh, Prabhupada said like that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said different things, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said different. But why we are blindly accepting our Guru, Prabhupada? Why? One who don't know Tattva, his faith is also secondary. Why Prabhupada said like that? Why? We have no teach of doubt. Teach of doubt. Like now devotees are fighting each other. Prabhupada said here. I have no teach of doubt. You cannot say our faith. Why? You know Tattvas. You don't know Tattvas. Whatever he said, this is correct. Bas. Why he said only he knows? You don't know. And even I don't know. But if I have faith. Why? This Tattva is here. What Prabhupada said, not Prabhupada said, this Krishna said. How? When someone working under spiritual energy, his mind, his senses, everything is controlled by spiritual potency. Whatever he's speaking, whatever he's writing, whatever he's talking, is spiritual. But time, place and circumstances, it may not be applicable now. After 20 years, it is valuable. Now it may not be applicable. You know, they are not speaking for present time. But for present, ISKCON devotees, Prabhupada sets everything. Now it looks impossible. But in future, this will be like Vedavakya, the statement of Vedas. They are under control of spiritual energies. They will blindly accept something. Even Shastras. If something looks like contradictory, okay, this is not for me. Simple way. This is not for me. This is for other persons. Yes. And they are Prahlad is saying, they are asking these two teachers, they are asking, who taught you all these things? Why you are always crying? Why you preach your father like that? Why you chant? Always become mom and meditating. What? There he said one verse. Jatha brahmatyayo brahman swayamakarsa sannido tathame vidyata cheto chakrapani jadru chaya. You understand this verse? Find out this verse. Most important. And from here, from these words, you can prove how someone who achieved already mercy is not under his control. His mind, his senses, everything is controlled by mercy, spiritual energy. This is the proof. Unless you can prove. Don't say this is sentiment. No. Therefore, we are accepting pure devotees. Whatever this is, it may not be for time, present, may not be for future, may not be for present. Maybe for future. And he's pure. He's now under control of spiritual energy, antaranga sakti. And he's giving this example. Jatha ayati brahmoti. Brahman suyamakarsa sannidho. Just like a iron piece moving according to magnet. If you move magnet, iron pieces. Yes. Jatha brahmati ayo brahman. O brahman, O teachers. Just like iron piece. You just move your magnet. Iron piece moving like that. Swema akarsa sannidho. Who is attracting iron piece or magnet? Who is attracting iron piece? Magnet is attracting. You understand? Looks like he is coming. Who is coming? Iron piece is coming close to magnet. He is not coming. Who is attracting? Magnet power. But only one power is required. From iron side, one power. He must be free from rust, junk. Bas. This is the one. You understand? Our job is like that. Mercy is there. Guru's mercy, Krishna's mercy, Prabhupada's mercy. It is hanging out. We are like iron. Just junk free, rust free. Therefore we are chanting. You understand? We are chanting, we are performing austerity, we are doing all this service, we are praying just for that thing. And why devotees are saying, Gurudev always, we are also discussing simplicity, simplicity, simplicity. What is that? Junk free. Yes, rust free now. Immediately. You don't think iron, looks like iron is moving or just going towards magnet. But power, it is magnet's power. And he said, I don't know how my heart, how my mind, how my consciousness, how my soul, senses, they are always with Krishna. He said, how? You may be thinking about Krishna, you are performing some service, therefore maybe teacher is saying no. He said, no, swayam akarsasan nidu. Swayam akarsasan nidu. Forcefully, forcefully, just Krishna too, just attracting my senses, my mind, my everything. Just like the magnet attracting. Simple, this is mercy, this is mercy, this is mercy, this is mercy. Yes, we are follower of mercy. Namo Mahavadanyaya. We don't want to become learned in this world. We don't want prestige from this world. We don't want popular in this world. Let other people, Lord, all over the world should kick in our face. They should spit over our mouth. Yes. They may kick us from this world. We have no relation with anyone. We want only one thing. Mercy from Guru and Krishna. That is our asset. And all over the world people are appreciating you. Giving so much designation. Giving so many things. But in our life, unless Guru and Krishna please, unless we achieve mercy, everything is useless. Therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, I am not coming to this world to become a nice carpenter. So that I will build a nice temple, I will perform nice activities, that after I left my body, people will appreciate. No. This is not our procedure. We want mercy. We are a beggar. We are a beggar. Understand? Other beggars, they are begging money. We are begging mercy. Amita Kanga. Krishna, Krishna will Kangal. Kangal means what? This is not beggar. Proper. Gurudev Singh. Proper. Proper, not proper. Proper. My pronunciation, I don't know many English. But Gurudev, no. Many English. Very, I am going to say. Like suitable words. I am now hearing everything. Oh, I am not educated, but so this is the problem. I am just only hearing and Gurudev is giving and saying. My grammatical also pronunciation, grammar not good. I don't know. Yes. This is leech. Leech, Gurudev. Leech like tenacity. Leech. Gurudev's word. Leech like tenacity. Kanga. We are like that. Our position is like that. But this mood is not coming. Otherwise, unless we came to this conclusion, without mercy, I cannot solve any problem in this life. Whether may be brahmachari, grest, vanaprastha, sannyas, whoever you may be. Without Guru, higher energies, Radharani's energies, Nityananda Prabhu's energies, mercy, I can't solve any problems. When you convince on that point, now at least no tinge of doubt about this mercy will solve my problems. Now I am a follower of mercy. How to find out this mercy? Where? Now I am ready to, how can you say, for this mercy I am ready to sacrifice this life. Because without mercy, nothing will happen in spiritual life. Therefore just say prasadar. Just to understand one verse. Just say deva paravakti jatha deva tatha prabhasat. Just to understand one verse. Whole Vedic conclusion, whole Vedic history, whole Vedic leelas, all sevas, we are performing everything, we are studying, doing everything just for one purpose. If you don't understand this verse, finish. And not only understand, and this is your achievement. Mercy. And I have to work something, I have to do something for the pleasure of Guru, Krishna. I have to pray for their mercy. That will help. Then, unless, you see, like wives of Kaliyas. they achieve everything. And they are saying these things. Nanakapristam nacha sarvabhomyam nacha paramasyam narasadhipatyam na yoga siddhira punarbhavama banchandiyat padaraja prapanna. Those who have attained the dust of your lotus feet never hunker for the kingship of heaven. Limitless sovereignty. The position of Brahma or the ruler of this earth, they are not interested even in the perfection of yoga or in the liberation itself. Yes, they want only Krishna service. When you achieve mercy, only you can develop one tendency. How to serve more, how to serve. Like someone earning money, what do you want? You want more or less? More money. More money. Someone wants more money. And when you achieve mercy, you want more mercy, more mercy. And you will serve more. Yes. Sir. Okay. I want to start one verse, but I don't know. Okay. Hare Krishna Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Srila Gurudev Ki Jai.